Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio with Marty Cooper, the inventor of the cell phone. And speaking of Inventor's Digest, I'd like to announce that Inventor's Digest magazine is offering a 30% discount off the cover price. You just need to go to inventorsdigest.com, and when you sign up, let them know that you heard the discount on Got Invention Radio and get a 30% discount on the magazine. And I know, Marty, you were in that magazine a while back, right?
Yeah, I was, as a matter of fact, Brian.
Okay. I know that Mike Drummond mentioned on the website on inventorsdigest.com when he interviewed you, and he has a great picture of you, as we mentioned earlier. So, Marty, we were speaking about you and your wife, Arlene, and it seems like you're really very actively involved in the inventor community, in the cell world community. And you guys both had ideas, and your wife, Arlene, has jitterbug.com. What are some websites of your companies, Marty? Because I have a couple emails coming in. Where can they find information on you?
Well, if they want to know about me, you go to dynallc.com, dynallc.com.
Okay.
And there is a list of my history and a lot of resources.
What do you do there?
What Arlene and I do is create new products. We are inventors, and Arlene is much more active than I am, as I told you, and she's working on some very important projects. Now, of course, I can't talk to you about them for obvious reasons. I also have a company that I founded called Arraycom, and that's a project that I've been working on for 17 years that involves what are called smart antennas, which are really the thing that is going to make cellular technology move to the next stage, because we are about to have a revolution. And what these smart antennas do is increase the capacity of cellular systems so that the costs go down, and so you don't have problems like what happened with the iPhone and AT&T, and I guess it's still happening now. Smart antennas are going to solve that problem, and you can read about them on Arraycom.com. That's Arraycom.com.
Okay. I also recently heard about this company that has solar-powered batteries, because too many people are disappointed with their battery wear and tear, right?
Yeah, I think the batteries are a major problem with cell phones, and someday we're going to solve that, and the way we're going to solve it long range, I haven't invented this. This is an opportunity for somebody else to do it, but why not implant the cell phone under your skin and use the energy supplied by the human body instead of having a battery? So I think that's going to happen sometime in the next 20 or 25 years.
And that smart antenna your project that you're working on now, is that an antenna that actually attaches to the cell phone, or is it within the cell phones?
Well, it's smart antennas are both in the cell phone and in the cell sites. You know, throughout the city, there are transmitters and receivers that are the devices that you're actually talking to with your handset, and that's where the real value of these smart antennas is.
Wow. So besides these antennas and the cell phones and your wife's jitterbug, is there any other inventions that you have outside of cell phones or accessories of cell phones?
Well, almost everything that I've done is in the wireless business one way or another. And, of course, that goes way, way back. I created the first rural phones that were actually push-button phones that were wireless. And that was back in 1950. You can imagine that. That was 60 years ago. We used wireless to control traffic lights many years ago, and I have patents in that area, and a whole bunch of other stuff, most of which is ancient history.
So let's get to the juice of this. You and your wife are both the mindset of inventors. Tell us, in your mind, what makes up an inventor? Who are we?
Well, first of all, we are people that are very critical about how things are done. So inventors, I should be careful. You understand, people are very different from each other. But my observation is that inventors are generally very dissatisfied with the status quo. Now, they always want to fix things and make them better. And whether they're inventing or they're just looking at the way other people are doing things, they always know how to do them better. So that's really, I guess, the main characteristic. But inventors that actually execute other inventions, as I said before, tend to be very persistent people. They don't give up very easy, because for every person that will support an invention, there are 50 who will tell you how the invention is worthless. Even with the jitterbug, even after we had thousands of subscribers, we still had difficulty in raising money. No matter how good your invention is, most people are skeptical about anything that hasn't been done already, and that's where the inventor really needs persistence and a very positive attitude, and that's another characteristic of inventors. They tend to be optimistic, sometimes perhaps more than they should be, because they have to realize that the invention is a tiny part of the process. The real money and work that goes into bringing an invention to market, it comes after the invention, after the patent, after the idea is generated. And I'm sure you made that very clear in your book, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What were the thoughts that were going through your mind? Or what was what were the challenges that you faced when you came up with the cell phone idea? I mean, you had that team in place, but I'm sure it wasn't just a straight ride to success.
Oh, well, you're right. And even after we had demonstrated this thing, we had people tell us this will never fly. I had a gentleman from England, after we had proved that this worked and that we've done market studies, and he said, well, you Americans are very different than we are. We don't think there's a market for more than 10 or 20,000 cell phones in London. Can you imagine? And today there are perhaps 10 million cell phones in London. A lot of pessimists in the world, and you just have to believe in yourself. But I have to tell you one thing, Brian. You can't believe in yourself to the extent that you forget about what the purpose of an invention is. And it is, one way or another, to make people's lives better. So you can't get wrapped up in the novelty of what your invention is. You have to remember who the customer is. The customer is the consumer. It's the consumer who decides which products are going to be successful, which are going to make it in the marketplace. And some inventors kind of lose sight of it. They get enchanted with their cleverness of their ideas.
You're absolutely right. It's amazing. People just are so emotionally attached to it based on their experiences and their wants and needs. But what about others? That's really what you have to think of, because there's more than just you out there.
You got it.
So when you were going through and making the different prototypes and everything else, did they all work out perfectly, or did you have some up and downs? Or how many times, you know, Edison took thousands of times to come up with the light bulb? What happened to you?
Well, we only had 3 months.
Okay.
The FCC was about to take some action, and if they had ruled differently, we would now be getting our service from the old AT&T, and we would now be using car telephones. So we had to put this thing together in 3 months, and people worked day and night. And remember, this was 1973. There are no integrated circuits, or not to speak of. We actually had to build stuff out of coils and capacitors, and most of the people listening to your program don't even know what those things are. So that brick, that thing that you got a picture of on your website, contained thousands of parts, all hand-soldered together, and every time we demonstrated this unit, we had to make sure there was an engineer standing by, because our mean time to failure was 1 hour. So we had an hour to do our demonstration before something was going to go wrong and we'd have to fix
What was your experience, or what was your feeling that first time that you tried out the cell phone in New York City? Can you describe that experience to us?
Well, of course, the first experience was the thrill of being able to call my competitor at AT&T. and brag to him about I was talking on a real cell phone, a handheld personal cell phone. And the looks of the people down the street watching us was thrilling to me, and talking to a reporter like yourself, like you're acting as now, and talking to him. You want to talk about being pragmatic. The biggest feeling I had was one of relief that it really was working.
I'm sure it was just, I know that when I get a prototype back and I test it on something, it's such a great feeling to see what you thought of in your mind down on paper, then all of a sudden out there and actually working. It's just a great, great experience.
Isn't that fantastic? Yes,
absolutely. Let me just share with the audience a couple of websites to take a look at, because they're asking. I know we mentioned it earlier. It's your website for Dyna is dynallc.com. And I also have some questions here about the Jitterbug. So that's jitterbug.com, easy enough, and that gives all the services and information on that. And you can take a look at inventorsdigest.com today, and you can read up more on Marty as well. So we'll be back with segment 4. Marty's going to continue to help inventors with their ideas and what to do next. Segment 4, you're listening to Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be back with Marty Cooper, the inventor of the cell phone, in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas, by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
From the newest Apple iPhone to the latest BlackBerry, Droid, or iPad, businesses are racing to use smartphones to provide content to their customers in real time to make informed decisions. Is your company positioned for the mobile application market? Is your website mobile compatible? WS Radio is proud to partner with one of the leading mobile software companies in the world. MentorMate has been programming mobile solutions since 2001 with 10 years of mobile application development experience. They provide companies with a broad range of services, from creating custom iPhone apps to full-service custom software development. Because of their proven experience in the evolving mobile application market, MentorMate is leading the way with battle-tested solutions. Beware of startups. Experience is what counts. Go with a proven leader. For a free consultation, go to MentorMate.com/voiceofmobile. That's MentorMate.com/voiceofmobile.
If you or someone you know is unemployed, WS Radio wants to help. Hi, I'm Cece Gonzalez, host of Headhunter Radio. Our show is dedicated to all things human resources, getting a job, keeping a job, career development, and best practices. And now WS Radio is also doing their part to assist you in your job search. Log on to www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com, where they've provided some great links and free tools. That's www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com.
Hi, Jack Warren here, host of the Shutterbug Magazine radio show on the WS Radio Network. You know, I hear people say they feel chained to their office desk. They spend hours stuck in traffic just to get to their office computers. They stay late, they go in on the weekends just to keep up. You know, technology is supposed to make your life easier, not more complicated. Now, I have a proven solution where you work from anywhere, in any computer, with GoToMyPC. Whether it's a Mac or a PC, you can access your computer, use any program, work on any file, check your email, access network resources with GoToMyPC. GoToMyPC lets you take your office with you wherever you go. WS Radio listeners can try GoToMyPC for free for the next 30 days. For this special offer, you must visit GoToMyPC.com/talk. That's GoToMyPC.com/talk for a free trial.